Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We are closer now to World War III, a nuclear World War III, than we have ever been before. A war which would totally destroy and wipe out all life on this planet. And here are people fighting wars, not knowing what they are doing. And of course, nobody turns to God and asks God for help. No, they are trusting in their own achievements, in their power, in their might, in their soldiers, in their weapons. And they think they can bring peace to this world this way. I'd like to address the situation in Ukraine. The New York Post wrote on November 17, President Biden has given Ukraine permission to deploy U.S.-supplied long-range missiles to attack targets in Russian territory just weeks before President-elect Donald Trump takes office. Now, Breitbart added on November 17, the apparent about-face from the Biden administration may be seen as an attempt to undermine peace efforts by incoming President Donald Trump, who has already embarked upon unofficial diplomatic efforts to fulfill his promise of negotiating an end to the war. The Daily Mail has this to say on November 19. Following President Vladimir Putin's approval of new rules governing the use of nuclear weapons, the world has rarely been closer to World War III. Putin yesterday signed into law a revised doctrine that would permit the Kremlin to authorize a nuclear strike if Russia is attacked by any country that is supported by a nuclear power after Ukraine fired an American-supplied long-range missile into Russia for the first time. Breitbart wrote on November 20. Ukrainian forces have attacked targets inside Russia with British and American missiles for the first time. Ukraine's use of those weapons may qualify under the updated doctrine by Putin. Now, it's interesting that Fox News reported on November 20 that Zelensky said, "We cannot spend dozens of thousands of our people so that they perish for the sake of Crimea coming back. We understand that Crimea can be brought back diplomatically." Now, he never has said that before, to my knowledge. But he also said, his country will keep fighting without the support of the United States, but believes his side will ultimately lose if the U.S. withdraws its military funding. Now, a very eye-opening, interesting article was published on November 20 by the Ron Paul Institute. It's an article written by Dennis Kucinich, a U.S. representative from Ohio from 1997 to 2013. He was also a candidate for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States in 2004 and in 2008. Now, he wrote this as a Democrat. I feel that that is important to emphasize, because this is what he wrote. When President Biden approved the use of supersonic army tactical missile systems, normally referred to as ATACMS, to strike Russia, he placed in jeopardy the national security of the United States, the safety of our troops abroad, and he violated the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, which provides that only Congress can declare war. Biden has made a decision to insert the United States into an unambiguous, escalatory phase, using the territory of Ukraine to attack Russia directly with missiles which can reach 190 miles deep. This is an illegal act by the president which puts our nation on a path to war with Russia. The American people voted for Trump to end the wars. Biden apparently wants to end the world. Trump is listening to the American people. Biden is listening to NATO's malignant agenda. It invites a retaliatory attack. The specter of World War III has loomed before. In October of 1962, when the Soviet Union used the territory of Cuba to place offensive missiles just 90 miles away from the American mainland. If Khrushchev had permitted Russian missiles to be launched at the United States from Cuba, you would not be reading this, he says. It is magical thinking that U.S. missiles can be used to attack Russia without consequences. The Biden administration has given Americans a false hope for victory over Russia. And sure enough, on November 21, Reuters reported, Russia launched an intercontinental ballistic missile during a morning attack on Ukraine on Thursday, the first time Russia has used such a powerful long-range missile during the war. The strike comes after Ukraine used U.S. and British missiles to strike targets inside Russia this week, something Moscow had warned for months would be seen as a major escalation. The missiles have a range of thousands of kilometers and can be used for delivering nuclear warheads, though they can also have conventional warheads. We are told that this time they only had conventional warheads. That's what we have been told. But what's going to happen next time? As I said at the beginning of this program, World War III, a nuclear world war, which could wipe out all human beings on this earth, is something which is definitely a possibility. But it's not going to happen insofar as the war between Ukraine and Russia is concerned. As we have said at the beginning of this war, Ukraine and Russia will get together, they will stop fighting, and there will be one big power. That's something people don't understand at all. And Ukraine will not be on very friendly terms with Europe after all of that has happened. We have published many articles, many booklets explaining to you what is going to happen. Because, let me tell you, my friends, nuclear World War III is going to happen. But it's going to happen in quite a different way than most people expect. And the Bible tells you that unless Jesus Christ were to come back to cut short these days, no flesh, no human being, no animal life would survive. What we are seeing right now is a very dangerous escalation because it ultimately will lead to World War III in different ways. But it's going to happen, and you need to know about it. So please ask for our literature. Just write us and ask for our literature about nuclear World War III, and we will be sending you some material. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch Program.